Welcome to this edition of Black Cool Tech. My name is Matt Roberts, and I will be the host for this edition of the program. Before we get started, let me give you my contact information. You can send me an email to Matt, M-A-T-T, dot Roberts, that's R-O-B-E-R-T-S, at gsebrelin.com. That's M-A-T-T dot Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, at gsebrelin.com. In the U.S. and Canada, you may also reach me on my toll-free office number. It's 1-877-822-9267. That's 1-877-822-9267. In the U.K., you can reach me in on my London number via Vonage Broadband at 020-3371-9390. That's 020-3371-9390. Keep in mind, I am in the Eastern time zone, and I am 5 hours behind you. You can also reach me if you live in Scotland. Again, I have a Scotland number on my broadband phone service. 01-505-805-026. Again, 01-505-805-026. Anywhere else in the world, dial your international country code or your international access number, followed by 1 for the U.S., then followed by my toll-free office number, 877-822-9267. So again, your international access code, whatever that is, followed by 1-877-822-9267. And if you are in a country where my broadband service gives me free phone calls, I will call you back, and the charge of the call will be minimum to you. Today we're going to talk about installing MobileSpeak on a Symbian phone. I decided to do this podcast because a lot of people have been having trouble with this, and there's been a lot of questions about it on the MobileSpeak list. If you would like to subscribe to the MobileSpeak list that Code Factory operates, you can do so at www.mobilespeak.com. It's www.mobilespeak, MobileSpeak.com. For this podcast, we're going to be using Talks for the screen reader so that I can let you hear what the prompts are on the screen. You don't have to run Talks to do this installation. I'm hoping that if I do this installation well enough for you, that you will be able to install the program independently, even if you don't have sighted assistance. What we're going to do is we are going to actually go through the process of installing MobileSpeak on a phone. And we're going to start by turning the phone on. Now, there's going to be some differences on my phone, which I will tell you about now. First of all, I'm using the Nokia N82. My phone may be different than your phone. In most cases, you will use the edit key for MobileSpeak. If you're a Talks user, you would be using the menu key on the N82 for Talks functions and the edit key for MobileSpeak functions. I don't know how it works on other phones, but I can tell you that's how it works on the N82. The reason I'm telling you that is in case you decide later on that something happens to your MobileSpeak installation, which was my situation, and you can get a demo version of Talks installed, then you can do the procedure that I'm going to show you here. Even if you cannot get get Talks running, you still can do this procedure as long as you have the steps as I will outline them for you on this podcast. What I will do in this podcast is I will make sure that I reiterate, and I may say it several times, what to do. So in case you're writing it down as you're listening to this podcast, you'll be able to do that without constantly rewinding and fast-forwarding the recording. My goal here is to make this as easy as possible, but if you do have questions, feel free to contact me. To get started, I'm going to describe to you the procedure that we're going to do here on this podcast, and then I'm going to actually perform it. There has been some confusion on what exactly the TTS file is. Now, the TTS file is usually the name, has the name of the synthesizer that you are using. For instance, Phonix, Liquendo, Acapella, etc. For the U.S. DeckTalk voice, it's going to have a U.S. Phonix name in it. That is what you're looking for. That is the file you're going to install first. And when they talk about the TTS, that is what they are referring to. In the Mobile Speak package, there are three files. You have the actual TTS file, whatever that is, Liquendo, Acapella, Phonix, etc. You have the actual Mobile Speak program. And then you have a game called Minds, which you really don't have to install unless you want to. There is a game pack available, a games pack available from Code Factory. And at least in the U.S., it's very hard to get information about how to register those games. The best thing to do in that case is contact your local distributor, and if your local distributor does not have the information, then I would suggest you contact VisionQ. That's who I had to contact to register my games pack that I have. And maybe in a future podcast, I may demonstrate those games for you so you can hear what they sound like. But today we're going to focus strictly on installing MobileSpeak and getting it working. By the way, VisionQ's website, if I can remember it correctly off the top of my head, is www.visionq, that's VisionCue.com. First thing we're going to do is I'm going to actually turn off the phone, my phone that is. My phone is set to lock for keypad to lock after a minute of inactivity, so we're going to unlock the keypad.
T-Mobile, summer 12, 2008.
And you'll notice it says T-Mobile, Saturday 4/12/2008. Now this is talks you're hearing right now, and again, the reason you're going to hear talks right now is so that I can show you exactly what the screen says when you're trying to install MobileSpeak, because I cannot remember the prompts that well. I have installed it a couple of times, and I figure if I do it this way, then you can actually know what the prompts are on the screen and what to do at each step of the way. So we're going to turn off the phone, and then I'm going to show you how you can tell when your phone is on, because when you get your phone, of course, it may have MobileSpeak installed, it may not. And if it doesn't, then you'll at least be able to tell, okay, my phone is on and ready for use.
Talks. Muted, yes.
And this is what it sounds like when you turn the phone off. Okay, now it'll beep a short beep, and then you'll hear a long beep. Now, you may not hear that on this recording. I'm not sure how well I'm going to be able to get it up to the microphone, because unfortunately my microphone broke on me today. Somehow it got broken, and I don't know why, and I just wanted to get this podcast done, and luckily the microphone works, so we're going to just be thankful that we have it. On the N82, when you turn on the phone, and again, your phone may act differently than this one does, but when you turn on the phone, it will vibrate, give a short little vibration to indicate that it is on. In most cases, your phone will come without the lock function enabled. I have it enabled right now for a special reason, and it is not easy to go into the menu and disable that function, so I'm just going to leave that alone. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn on the phone. And again, your phone is going to act a little differently than mine, but hopefully you'll get an idea what is going to happen when you first turn on your phone. Okay, my phone is powered on, and it is coming up, and in a moment we will get the prompt to enter the lock code.
Lock code. Text.
Okay, we just got the prompt for the lock code. I'm going to enter it. And press select.
Select. Code accepted. T-Mobile. Sophomore 12, 2008. New voice message. Exit. T-Mobile. Sophomore 12, 2008.
Okay, and once we get MobileSpeak running, you will also hear that as well. Now, the problem with this phone now, I have it set for a reason because I'm going to be traveling, and I want to be sure that if I lose my phone and for some reason it is unlocked, that it will say my name and where I'm from. And unfortunately, the reason that I have talks running at the moment is because MobileSpeak tends to be choppy when it speaks that information. So that is why I don't have MobileSpeak running right now. But we will also, in fact, I'm going to go in and turn that off real fast so we don't have to worry about that choppiness when MobileSpeak does come up. You will be able to hear the prompt or hear it the way MobileSpeak does it. And I like the way MobileSpeak works better than Talks in this case because it does not mute the beep that you get when you get prompts like that. When it says enter lock code, you put the code in, you'll hear a beep, and then MobileSpeak will say code accepted. And you're going to hear that later on in this recording.
T-Mobile, Summer 12, 2008. Talk menu.
Okay, menu, and we're going to go in there and disable this function.
Gallery, video search, web, games, folder tools.
And that's what select, we want. Tools.
Bluetooth, double profiles, settings, select.
Settings.
Settings, general, select, enhancement, security, select.
Go to security.
Phone and SIM card, security module, sort of phone and SIM card.
Actually, no, we don't want to go there.
Positioning, personalization.
Personalization is what we want.
Tab sheet, display,
display.
Select, display, light sensor, wrote, welcome note slash logo text. Select, welcome note slash logo image. Welcome note slash logo default. Select, welcome
okay,
note slash logo
default.
Okay,
that will get rid of the problem of it being choppy there when we get to the point.
Options, exit, select, tools, settings, options, exit, T-Mobile, software 12-2000.
And the easiest way to get out of menus if you've never used a phone like this before is to press the left soft key and go to exit and select, even if you have to do it a couple of times. You can use the back key if you want to, but I have found that if you do that, whatever application you were using when you do that will still be open. Let's get started now with the actual installation of MobileSpeak. And I also want to mention the importance of installing Nokia PC Suite if you have not already done so. You can get that from www.blindsea.com. And if you send me a link, if you send me an email, I will send you a link to the actual file. So when you put the link in your browser, it will automatically start to download the file or initiate the download process. Once you have Nokia PC Suite installed, that's my Motorola Q there telling me I have a text message. Just in case you're wondering what that noise was. By the way, this podcast is not going to be edited unless it is absolutely necessary, and the reason is I want to get this information out to you as soon as possible, and I really want to do this as quickly as I can and do it as intelligibly as I can, and I feel that if I can do it and it's understandable, whatever background noise we get, we get. There should not be any phones ringing in here, except for maybe my cell phone, which of course we can mute that real fast. And we will have this hopefully out to you soon. So, after you install Nokia PC Suite, and you get your phone connected on the computer and it indicates the phone is connected, your next step is going to be to install the software. Now, the important thing is, do not connect your phone to the computer until after you install Nokia PC Suite. Once Nokia PC Suite is installed and it is working, you connect your phone to the computer. You will get a prompt asking you which connection type you want to use. You will select Nokia PC Suite. I will show you that in a moment. At that point, your computer will install the appropriate drivers, whatever files it needs to connect properly with your cell phone. And we are going to use the USB connection on this recording because I do not have infrared on my phone and I do not have access to Bluetooth at this time. The easiest method to use will be USB. Once you have done that, once you have connected your phone to the computer and you have selected PC Suite, you will know that you have because it will indicate such when you press select. Usually that's the first option that comes up, at least on my phone it is. I'm sure on other phones it will as well. And you'll be able to tell if it is connected because it will say, you'll see on your screen, it will say connected N82, or N82 connected whatever phone you have. I'm going to show you that dialog box now. I'm actually going to connect my phone to the computer, and we will actually hear that prompt. And I thought my cable was connected to my computer. Apparently it is not, so I will have to do that. And while I do that, I will tell you what the other options you have once you do connect your phone to the computer are. There is data transfer, PC suite, and there's a third option, which I honestly don't remember what it is right now, but we will find out when we connect the phone to the computer, which we will do in a moment. One thing I like about this USB cable is it has a little clip on it, so you can roll up the cord, and you can actually have the cord in a nice package instead of it going all over the place. Okay, the phone is now hooked up to the, or the plug is rather hooked up to the computer. So we will now connect the phone. And I hope I can get the phone close enough to the mic to where you can hear what the phone is saying. And I've got it set on 8 for talks. And sorry about that, I accidentally hit the microphone with the phone, but hopefully that won't matter too much. And we will begin this thing. Now, here's something important to note. The keypad has locked again. When you, at least on my N82, and I'm pretty sure it's the case with all other phones, your keypad will lock after a certain period of inactivity. We will have to unlock the keypad to get this to work, and I hope when we do, it will prompt us for the mode we want to use for connecting. And it does. So we're going to go through the modes real quick. PC Suite is the first one.
Data transfer.
Data transfer.
Image print.
And image print.
Media player.
Media player.
PC Suite.
And we're back to PC Suite again. That is what we want, so we're going to press select.
Select. T-Mobile. Subboard well 2008.
And I just got the confirmation that we are indeed connecting to PC Suite. And once my hard drive stops spinning, I will go into... There we go. I will go into the directory of my mobile speak directory, which I have on this computer. It's called MSSYM for MS Mobile Speak Symbian.
Start menu.
And I'm just going to turn the speakers up. I'm not going to mess with the what you hear thing on here, because on my computer I have to wear headphones for that, and it's would be very difficult for me to do this. I'm going to just go to the Run dialog box, press the letter R.
Run. Open. See talks. Run.
And we're on the wrong directory. Let me turn this up just a bit more. I'm just going to type in C:\MSSYM and press Enter.
Desktop. Windows Explorer. Autosys. No selected item.
Okay. Autosys is a program that will aid in the installation of MobileSpeak to a storage card. Unfortunately, on third edition phones, you still have to install the program after you do that, so it's better to try to do it through PC Suite if at all possible. Now, because I'm installing the Phonix version of MobileSpeak, I'm going to look for a file called US Phonix. And this is what I talked about earlier. This is what you're going to look for. So we're going to press the letter U because that's what I'm looking for.
US English Phonix 3RD. SIS.
US Phonix 3rd. .sis. That's what I'm looking for. Now we're going to have to install this program first. So I'm going to press enter on that file.
Nokia application installer.
Okay. Now it's asking me on the screen. There's a dialog box that's come up from Nokia application installer asking me if I want to install this program. With window eyes, you would press the number 3 on your numeric keypad.
Bottom right.
Which will take you to the bottom. You'll up arrow twice.
No.
First one is no.
Yes.
Second one is yes, and you'll press the left mouse button, which I believe is, I don't know what the key is called, but I believe it's a numpad slash. We will press that key now.
Left. Nokia application installer connected to Nokia application.
Okay, the phone did beep. Unfortunately, though, the keypad locked again, so going to have to unlock the keypad on this.
Keypad unlocked. Install US English Phonix TTS.
and it asking me if I want to install US Phonix TTS. I'm going to press yes, select the left soft key.
Application is untrusted, and they need hardware to remove additional details.
Okay, it beeped, and it told me that the application is untrusted. I'm going to press the left soft key a second time. Okay, that doesn't, Talks doesn't read that too well, but again, this is only to let you know what's on the screen here. Just, all we need to do here is press the left soft key.
Continue. Install 357 KB2. Phone memory 89352 KB.
Okay, now, this is asking me where I want to install this to. And we have choices of phone memory, which is the first option.
Memory card 1965280 KB.
And the memory card, I'm going to select phone memory here. At this point, you will select whatever option you, where you want to install this program. In my case, I don't need to worry about it. The N82 has over 100 megs of storage. I'm just going to press the left soft key here.
Select installer.
And it is now installed.
0% installation complete. T-Mobile, support well 2008.
Now, Talks is telling me installation complete. If Talks was not running, if you didn't have a screen reader running when you did this, you would hear a beep telling you it's done. You can tell it's done if you're not sure by just pressing, I'm going to mute Talks a second.
Talks, mute is yes. Mute is spelling alphabet is yes. Mute is spelling alphabet is no.
Oops, I don't want to do that. I forgot that I have this set to, gives me a longer time for the Talks key to be active. Okay, if you can press touch tones, you're done. It's installed, okay? Now, we need to install the actual mobile speak program. I'm going to reactivate Talks again so we can hear the prompts. And again, I'm only doing this so you can hear what the what the screen is saying. So if you have to do this without any kind of assistance, you'll know what to do, and you can write down the steps or do whatever it is you need to do to make notes on what you're doing. It's easier if you can install on main memory. But if you have to install to secondary memory, you can do that as well. If you know exactly what you're doing, which I hope when I finish this podcast, you will. Let's now install Mobile Speak. Oh, there's a prompt that's asking me, it's telling me to continue the process on the phone, which I forgot to do, and I just pressed OK to get rid of that. Now we're hopefully back to my directory again.
U.S. English phone?
Yes, we are. Now, we want to install Mobile Speak, so I'm going to press M to get to that.
Mine's 3RD. Mobile Speak S630V340 signed. SIS.
Okay. Mobile Speak, whatever it said there, that's the Mobile Speak file. That's what you're looking for. We're going to press Enter and, again, follow the same procedure we did earlier to get it to install the software to the phone.
Nokia.
Okay, Nokia Application Installer. I do want to install it.
No, yes.
And my cursor is already sitting on the yes button, so I'm just going to press the left soft, or the, rather the left mouse button.
Left. Nokia Application Installer connected to N82. Nokia Application Installer.
And again, it did beep, and that's good. It did beep, but here's the problem. The keypad locked again, so of course Mobile, rather Talks is not going to say anything. Let's unlock the keypad again. Asking me if I want to install Mobile Speak. I do, so I'm going to press the left soft key.
Yes, it's details. Take Mobile Speak version 3.40, 8 right parenthesis.
Okay.
Factory application size of conformance in the OS for network typification certificates to details.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and just hit the left soft key here. That's telling me what I'm installing. Just press the left soft key.
Continue. Install 980 KB2. Phone memory 86184 KB.
And again, it's asking me install to phone memory or to the storage card. You have the same options here. Phone memory. Memory card, and we're going to just install to the main memory.
Select installer details. A mobile speed base version 3.40. 8 right parenthesis supplier code factory application size of conformance in the OS for network typification certificates to details.
Okay, now it's talking about mobile speak base, and this is the step where I will disable Talks because when I press the left soft key again, it's going to install mobile speak. So I'm going to disable talks.
Talks. Nuance talks premium options. App disable talks. Select. Are you sure you want the disable? Yes.
Going to wait a moment for the menu to come back.
Nuance talks premium. Speech tab sheet 106. Speech eloquence US English.
I'm going to press exit to get out of there, and I'm going to press the left soft key. It's going to take a little while for it to install here. Let's give it about a minute or two, but while it's doing that, I can talk to you about what is going to happen once it does finish installing. And once it does finish installing, if you've done everything exactly the way it needs to be done, you'll hear a beep, which you may not hear if I'm talking, and you will also hear MobileSpeak play its little sound that it plays, indicating that it is coming up, and at that point you will hear MobileSpeak talk. What I will do at that point is I will disable, or I will re-enable MobileSpeak to start, turn on power up, and you will see what MobileSpeak does. Okay, you'll notice it said 99% installing, and then you heard the beep, and it said installation complete, T-Mobile 4/12/2008. Now, we're going to go ahead and disconnect from the computer because we don't need it anymore. And you'll notice the computer has told us that it has indeed disconnected. I'm going to turn the volume up on Mobile Speak by doing Edit 3. That's one glitch I noticed with MobileSpeak. It does tend to do that. If you try to change the volume, it will does some weird stuff with that. But I'm going to try to turn it up to another level.
Volume.
Okay, now we're at volume 9. That should be good enough. Let me show you now what happens when you turn the phone off and back on again. Now, you heard it with Talks earlier where Talks announced that you heard the PIN code request on this phone, and MobileSpeak should do the same thing. Let's see if it does. I'm going to turn off the phone by doing the same procedure I did earlier, which is press the power button.
Switch off.
Switch off. I do. I'm going to press the center select key, and the phone is now off. And I'm going to give it a second for MobileSpeak to unload and all that stuff to be able to start up properly. There is a caution I want to mention to you. If you have MobileSpeak on your phone set to automatically start up, which I don't, by the way, which that's actually good because then we can actually go through the procedure for turning on the phone if you don't have any speech going. It's probably a good thing I'm doing this, but I'll also show you what will happen if MobileSpeak is running, rather set to auto start. But what will happen if you have MobileSpeak set to auto start, and when you plug your phone in to charge it, do not turn the phone on until after you hear the startup sound. At least on my N82, it will lock your phone up. It used to not be a problem with previous versions. I know 3.32 was not an issue. It is with 3.40. So what will happen, you plug your phone in, you'll hear it beep, indicating that it's been plugged in. But do not power it on until after you hear the MobileSpeak startup sound. I'll also show you how you can go into the menu and set up a shortcut key to activate MobileSpeak. Let's turn the phone on now. And since I don't have speech, I'm going to have to do some guessing to figure out when to enter in my unlock code, my 5-digit code. But hopefully we will be able to get the phone on to get do the rest of this podcast. Otherwise, I'll have to get some sighted help, which I fortunately do have available if I need it, which let's hope we don't. It liked my code. The phone has started up, and unfortunately, on my phone at least, it always prompts me that I have voicemail whether I do or I don't. I just press the end key in a case like that. and we will start MobileSpeak by using the shortcut key, which I will show you in a moment. Now, the next thing I'm going to do will already be done for you. The reason I have it disabled right now is because I was using Talks, and I was running Talks at the beginning of this, as you're aware, so I could let you hear what the prompts were to install MobileSpeak. So, I'm going to go into the MobileSpeak control panel by pressing Edit, right soft key.
Active.
I'm going to Advanced.
Activate. Customize. General. Profile name. Pitch. Speed. Voice. Call US. Verbosity. Low. Punctuation. None. Silent can calls. On. Auto start MobileSpeak. Off. Auto start MobileSpeak. On.
Okay, that's, auto start MobileSpeak is now on.
T-Mobile.
Now, we're going to go ahead and turn the phone off again so I can show you what happens when you power the phone on with MobileSpeak set to auto start.
Switch off.
Okay, I pushed it too fast, so it did not give the beep to indicate that it was off, but it is definitely off now. Now, we're going to power the phone on, and again, my N82 will indicate it is on. Your phone may not. My phone vibrates a short little burst to let me know it is indeed turned on. What's going to happen, you're going to hear MobileSpeak come up, you're going to hear the startup sound, and you should hear it ask for the code. I will enter my lock code, and you'll hear it beep, and then it will say code accepted. The phone's startup sound will sound, whatever that is, and then you'll hear it say T-Mobile, and then it will say I have a voice message, which I don't, so I will press end. I will press either the right soft key or end, whichever one I choose to hit. And then it will say T-Mobile, and at that point I will show you how to set your start MobileSpeak and stop MobileSpeak shortcut keys. Every phone is different. The N82 has the ability to have all four navigation keys be a startup key in standby mode, as well as the two soft keys. So, if you wanted to, if MobileSpeak was the only program you needed to assign to soft keys, you could actually use the left soft key to stop MobileSpeak and the right soft key to start it. Or, if you have the option like I have, where you can select have all four arrow keys be shortcut keys in standby mode, then you could have one of the arrow keys be start MobileSpeak and one be stop MobileSpeak. In my case, the up arrow stops MobileSpeak, and the right arrow starts it again. Let's go ahead through that procedure now. Okay, the phone is powering on. Okay, now, you'll notice there's a difference between this and the way Talks says it, because Talks will say lock code, and then it'll say text. This one just says lock code. I like this, because it isn't as verbose, as you'll notice, as Talks is. Now, I may eventually do a podcast on installing Talks as well, but there hasn't been much request for that. There's been more requests for this, that's why I'm doing it. I'm going to print in my lock code now. And watch what happens when I press the left soft key, or you can also press select, but I'm going to use the left soft key.
Code accepted. New voice message.
Okay, you heard the little startup sound, you heard the new voice message. Well, I don't have any voicemail, so I'm going to press the end key. Now let's see what my battery level, after playing with this phone for a while, I want to make sure I got enough battery level to show you the rest of this, to finish this podcast before the battery dies. Press edit, left soft key.
Battery 7, signal 2, network T-Mobile, 3 alarm set.
Okay, I want to show you the clock too. That's a good idea. I don't know if all phones do this. But I like the way the N82 does with the clock. And mobile speak works real well with this. When you go into the clock and you get to the time field, this is what happens.
Clock time. Current time 07:51 p.m. Miami, FL Saturday 04/12/2008. Next alarm 3:00 a.m. Monday 04/14/2008.
Okay. And I like that feature because it actually tells me the time, it tells me what city it is set to, and the date, and what my next alarm is. The way Talks does this is it will tell you, for instance, what the offset is from Greenwich Mean Time, which really does me no good because I don't know what that, I don't have any idea what that is. It does give me the time, the next alarm time. Now, what I also like is that no matter how long the text string is, MobileSpeak will read it. Talks will read it, but not the whole thing if it's real long. This is how MobileSpeak will handle the alarm times, alarms I have set right now.
Current time 07:52 p.m. Miami, FL Saturday 04/12/2008. Next alarm 3:00 a.m. Monday 04/14/2008.
Okay, read that again because it went to screensaver. I'm going to press the right arrow.
Alarm 3:00 a.m. Mo 0414. Get up, get ready to go on the cruise.
Because we are going on vacation on Monday and I have an alarm set to wake me up for that, and that's what that was. Now, another thing I like, and this is good because, again, Talks does not read the world time feature very well. It does, but it doesn't. If it's a long text, it won't read it. Let's go through the times I have on world time on this phone right now. Now, again, this may not be the case on your phone. This is the case on mine, the N82. Your phone may be slightly different. Your results may vary. But these are a couple little things I want to show you to get started so you don't get confused or alarmed when you hear them. When you go into it and it says, world time, what's that? Or you're a Talks user and or you're switching to mobile speak, which is what I did. And you find out that, oh, wait a minute, it's instead of it saying United States of A, it's actually saying United States of America now. So let me show you how the world time works in this phone. I really like this feature, too.
3:00 a.m. Mo 044 World, 8:53 p.m. Hamilton, Bermuda. 6:53 p.m. Kingston, Jamaica. 3:53 p.m. Genoa, United. 12:53 a.m. London, United Kingdom. 4:53 p.m. Los Angeles, California, United States of America.
I'll notice it read all that. Talks would not, but MobileSpeak is doing very well at reading this.
1:53 a.m. Madrid, Spain. 9:53 a.m. Sydney, Australia. 11:53 a.m. Wellington, New Zealand. 1:53 a.m. Paris, France.
I really like that world time feature. It's really nice to be able to tell what time it is in all the different places in the world, and MobileSpeak handles this very well. Let's exit out of this, and the last thing I want to show you is the reason I'm showing you this is because when you first get your phone and you get MobileSpeak running, you're going to want to set the time to the closest city in your area.
Add city. Exit. T-Mobile.
The reason it said add city was because I was in the world time field. Your options will vary depending on where you are when you activate that function, when you go into the clock, depending on which pane you're in, whether it's alarm, time, or world time. Is what the menu will have, and it will be different things depending on where you are. But I like the fact that it has, you can set it to whatever city is close to you. In my case, it's Miami. Your case, it could be Seattle, or it could be, let's say, Los Angeles. And let's say you go into that and you discover that, oh, wait a minute, it's saying Seattle. I don't want that because Los Angeles is closer. Well, yeah, they're the same time zone, but you can set it to whatever city you want. And make sure it is the closest city to you. With Talks, you don't know what city you it's set to unless you actually go into the menu, setting menu. With MobileSpeak, it will tell you all that information when you go into clock. Last thing I want to do real quick is show you how to set the shortcut keys for MobileSpeak, and you're going to want to have these available. There may be times when you'll want to turn MobileSpeak off because you're not going to be using the phone for a while, and you're going to want to save your battery. Now, I have to tell you that MobileSpeak does not use a lot of battery. Even with MobileSpeak running all the time, or even Talks for that matter, if this phone is on standby and I don't use it very much, I can get about a week out of this phone. Really, really nice. Another thing I like about this phone, this too, is it will tell me if the keypad is locked. Now, both Talks and MobileSpeak will do this. But I like the way Talks does this. I like the way MobileSpeak does it. I'm a bit confused here. I'm trying to talk about both programs at the same time. I wasn't planning on this, but I figured that if I'm going to show you different features of MobileSpeak, I should probably tell you how Talks would do with these features, especially if you're a Talks user and you're switching over to MobileSpeak, you'll know what the differences are. I'm going to press Edit Left Soft Key now, and let's see what my status is.
Battery 7, signal 6, network T-Mobile, 3 alarm set, keypad locked.
Now it says keypad locked. Now, what I like about this is I can unlock the keypad by pressing left soft key star.
Keypad unlocked. T-Mobile.
And I can lock the keypad by pressing power and then go to lock keypad and press select.
Switch off. Lock keypad. Keypad locked.
And it will actually confirm keypad locked. I like that feature of it. Last thing I want to do, like I said, let's go into the menu and I'll show you how to set your shortcut keys.
Keypad unlocked. T-Mobile.
And I'm going to scroll through this rather quickly because I'm not going to go through every single option on the menu. I can do that if people request it. But at this point, I want to get this information to you as quickly as possible. So let's go ahead and just go to the menu. I'll tell you where to go in the menu. But what you're looking for is you're looking for the settings option. On this phone, it's under the Tools menu.
Menu, Contacts, Web, Get, Applications, Tools, Bluetooth, Profiles, Settings.
You'll notice that MobileSpeak is not saying select every time I press the middle of the arrow key. I like that better, actually. I don't like it when it does that.
General. Connection. Phone. General.
Okay. Now, on my phone, it's under General.
General. Personalization. Date and time. Personalization. Personalization. Display. Standby mode.
And it's under Personalization and under Standby mode. Look for something similar on your phone. You may have to look a while to find it.
Standby. Active standby. Off. Shortcuts.
Okay. Active standby. I have that turned off. I don't like that. You're going to go to Shortcuts, and this is what you're looking for
shortcuts.
Here.
Shortcuts, left selection key, reader. Right selection key, access. Navigation key right, start MobileSpeak. Navigation key left, talks and percent zooms. Navigation key done, clock. Navigation key up, stop MobileSpeak.
Now, if I didn't have these keys set properly, I would press select.
Navigation key up, stop MobileSpeak, marked. Snakes, stop MobileSpeak, marked.
It's already set to that. I'm just going to press the left soft key to accept that.
Navigation key up. Stop MobileSpeak.
But that is how you do it. And again, if you can't find it, I can probably help you with it. If I have you on the phone and I can hear what your phone is telling you, I can probably help you figure out what that is. Let's go ahead and exit out of this by doing, again, I recommend you do the left soft key and select exit. To me, it's a lot easier because it actually does get you out of the menus.
Change. Exit. Open. Exit. T-Mobile.
And we're back to T-Mobile again. So we're done with it. We're done with, we've installed MobileSpeak. We've got the soft keys set the way we want them. We've got the time set on your phone. Most likely your phone will set itself to the correct time, but it may have the wrong city. And if you want to change that, again, you go to clock, go to settings, and it's all right there for you. I hope that this podcast is helpful. If you have any questions, use the contact information at the beginning of this podcast to reach me. You can email me. It's matt.roberts@gsebrailen.com. That's matt.roberts@gsebrailen.com. My contact number in the U.S. and Canada, my office toll-free number is 1-877-822-9267. outside of the U.S. and Canada. Proceed that with your international access code, whatever that happens to be, and then dial 1-877-822-9267. I forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast that that number is available from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. If you call after hours, you will get my voicemail. Please leave a message, and if I can get back to you, I will do so, even outside of business hours. I check that voicemail quite often. If you are in the United Kingdom, you can reach me on my London number via my broadband phone service. Keep in mind, though, that I am 5 hours behind you in the Eastern time zone. You can dial 020-3371-9390. That's 020-3371-9390. In Scotland, 01505-805-026. At 01505-805-026. And keep in mind that the U.S., where I am, is in Eastern time zone, and that is 5 hours behind UK time. For example, right now it's about 8 o'clock in the evening my time. It's going to be 1 a.m. in the morning in the UK. I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have found it enjoyable and informative. And if you have any questions, please feel free to get back in contact with me. And of course, also keep in mind your local distributor with Mobile Speak is available to assist you as well. Just to note, I don't work for Code Factory or any of the distributors, but the reason that I'm mentioning that is so that you are aware that just because you bought a product from the distributor does not mean that distributor is not there to assist you with purchasing other voices, other languages, etc. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.